2 EC mornings with James, and in the local AFL, we've got grand final day on Saturday at Berrumbool Oval in Murrimbula. And in the women's seniors, a massive game between Tathra and Bermagui, which starts at 3:50 in the afternoon. And we've heard from the Tathra vice-captain, Eloise Russell, this morning, but joining us now is the Bermagui Breakers Club president, Phil Summerfield. Morning, Phil.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. How are you feeling ahead of what's going to be a big grand final day down at Murrimbula?
Absolutely sensational. I love this time of year. It's what we all play for, and we're a very lucky league and competition that we actually got to play our 8 games and our finals. So, yeah, it's a tribute to the guys in Tim Martin and Matt Graham that run the league, and to all the presidents and committees and all that for all the other clubs and players. So it's really good.
Absolutely. So in the women's seniors last week, a pretty dominant win over Eden by your mob. Eden finished the season with just one win less than the Breakers. How's the feeling around the club after that win?
Yeah, absolutely very good. We've got a team of little girls that can actually play. They're hard, they tackle well, and they're very well coached.
And this Saturday, the women face Tathra, and Breakers have only dropped one game this season, and it was against Tathra. It was only by 9 points, but will that give the girls some extra motivation heading into Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. Like, Tathra have been the benchmark, really. They're playing in their 5th grand final in a row, so it's an absolute tribute to them. So, yeah, we've just got to be on our game and go out and give it a crack.
Burmese got a few other teams that have made it to the respective grand finals, the under-14s against Murrimbula, the under-16s against Pambula, and the men's Div 2 facing Eden. What's your thoughts on those games?
Our under-14s are playing in their 5th grand final in a row, a bit like Tathra. They won one, lost one by a point, and they've won the last two, so they're going for a three-peat, so they're a strong chance. Our under-16s, it's their first grand final, and same thing, they've gone through undefeated, so they've been like one of the best teams this year, so hopefully they have their game together and get out there and have a go. And our Reggies are going for back-to-back, and same sort of thing. We've got a team, really, of there's only two guys that aren't locals from Bermagui playing in that team that have come through our junior system, so we're pretty lucky.
It's going to be a fantastic day on Saturday. Phil, is there anything else you'd like to add before we leave you to it?
Mate, to all the other clubs that are playing on grand final day, best of luck. You know, hope everything goes well. Hope it's a beautiful day like it is today, and what a great day for footy. Go the South Coast League. Let's go.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us, and all the best on Saturday.
Thank you very much, mate.
Bermagui Breakers Club President Phil Summerfield joining us there ahead of the 4 Bermagui teams playing in grand finals this weekend in Murrimbula. 2EC.